What's the matter, Anon? Cat got your tongue? Oh, come now, dear. Don't look so surprised. Did you honestly believe I never noticed those glances of yours? The way your eyes would drift from my face as I led you around the castle. How you blushed as I turned to ask if you had any questions. It was juvenile, sure, but I couldn't help but find your boldness to be rather endearing. And given how little action I've seen as of late, I've elected to grant you a unique chance to serve.
Your princess, you wouldn't deny such an offer, I presume.
That's more like it. Need, grope, and squeeze to your heart's content. I assure you, you'll find no finer flank in all of Equestria. You know, watching you press your face so desperately against my divine rear almost makes me jealous, knowing I'll never be able to experience that same ecstasy. Though I suppose having my own personal caretaker for it will have to do. The way your eyes lit up at the mention of it. I take it that's a yes. You'll need to take the extra step to ensure my posterior is fully serviced. What's the phrase you humans use? Edas, you are delightfully crude, more than befitting of your task. I was unaware humans could be so dexterous with their tongues. Yes, that feels wonderful. Anon, you'll make a superb attendant. Just think about it. You'll be serving your princess on a daily basis, in one of the most intimate ways possible. Doesn't that excite you?
Well,
I certainly hope so. After all, you'll be holding the position for life.